from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. North Korea announced Wednesday that it had successfully conducted a thermonuclear hydrogen bomb test Wednesday, defying again UN resolutions banning the country's nuclear weapons program. Meanwhile, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency says if confirmed, North Korea's hydrogen bomb test would be in clear violation of UN Security Council resolutions. This is the IAEA Director General Yukiya Amano.
The Democratic People's Republic of Korea announced today it had carried out a hydrogen bomb test. The DPRK's nuclear test, if confirmed, is in clear violation of UN Security Council resolutions and is deeply regrettable.
Amano added that the IAEA remained ready to contribute to the peaceful resolution of the nuclear issue by resuming its nuclear verification activities in the North once a political agreement is reached among countries concerned. Meanwhile, the United States, Japan, South Korea, and to some degree China have condemned Pyongyang's latest provocation. Afghan authorities said that the security forces made advances Wednesday in a volatile southern district, killing 43 Taliban insurgents and wounding many others. The fighting in Marja erupted a day earlier when Afghan forces, backed by U.S. military personnel, launched a counteroffensive to try to regain lost territory. Bangladesh's Supreme Court Wednesday upheld the death sentence given to the leader of the country's largest Islamist party for war crimes. A panel of judges rejected an appeal by Mutiur Rahman Niazami, a former cabinet minister who leads the radical Jamaat-e-Islami party. The decision clears the last barrier for his execution. VOA News. Germany says nearly 1.1 million people registered as migrants within its borders last year. In numbers released Wednesday, Germany said 428,468 migrants were part of the flood of people exiting Syria. Syrians fleeing a violent war at home were by far the largest single group of nationals among the migrants coming into Germany. Germany also says it will not be accepting as many refugees into the country as it did last year. Thomas de Maizière is the German Interior Minister.
Wenn wir die höchsten Flüchtlingszahlen in der Welt haben, seit
he says the fact that we have the highest number of refugees in the world since World War II will have an effect on Germany. We think that the number of refugees and asylum seekers that came to Germany is too high, but we're working to prevent such numbers for 2016. The French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo marked the first anniversary of the deadly shooting attack at its Paris offices with a cover that is characteristically provocative. Wednesday's issue of the magazine depicted an image of a cartoon image of God carrying a Kalashnikov automatic rifle with a caption that reads, "One year on, the killer is still at large." Meanwhile, a steady stream of Parisians picked up a copy Wednesday morning, many buying it as an act of defiance. This French woman who works in Paris says the magazine reinforced a number of things I was feeling, and there's a desire to carry on with that sort of kind of resistance to what's going on around us. Eight Charlie Hebdo staffers were among a dozen people gunned down at the magazine's offices on January 7th last year in a three-day series of attacks that ended up taking a total of 17 lives. The International Monetary Fund Chief Christine Lagarde told Nigerian lawmakers Wednesday the fund does not support foreign exchange restrictions and that any such measures should be temporary. She made the comments in an address to senior Nigerian parliamentarians during a four-day visit to Africa's most populous nation. It has introduced foreign exchange curbs and allowed only limited devaluation after prices for its oil exports collapsed. Christine Lagarde said additional exchange rate flexibility, either up or down, can help soften the impact of external shocks, make output and employment less volatile, and help build external reserves. The UN mission in the Central African Republic says it's investigating new allegations of sexual exploitation and abuse by UN peacekeepers and international forces in the country's capital. The mission said staff from the UN Children's Fund have met with four alleged victims and are helping them to obtain medical care and assessing their psychosocial needs. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.